with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, February 21st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, it's time for the district final in Class 1A District 2. The Galen Catholic boys take on 10th-ranked Newell Fonda at the Cherokee High School Gym in Cherokee. We'll have all the coverage for you starting at 6:45 with pregame coverage. Tip-off will follow at 7 o'clock. Catch all the action between the Jays and the Newell Fonda Mustangs from Cherokee. You can hear it right here on KLEM Radio. Last night, the Lamar's boys basketball team sent head coach Dave Irwin out with one last well-fought contest, losing their sub-state quarterfinal in overtime against the 10th-ranked Bishop Heeling Crusaders by a final of 49-47. And if there's a perfect way to end a coaching career, it's obviously by winning a state championship. But most coaches don't get that opportunity, so they settle for it to end in a fashion like this. And Coach Irwin says there was no better way to go out than seeing his team fight through the end against a ranked team.
Those guys did absolutely everything I wanted them to do other than win that dang game, and we certainly had our opportunities, but Heeling's good, and they're number 10 in the state for a reason, but I'll guarantee they don't want to play us again. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. That's what I told the kids. That's all I wanted to see them do, is have fun and play hard and leave it all there, and they did that. It was a fun game.
The Crusaders have been averaging over 60 points a ball game this season, and Lamar's has kept them well under their scoring average in every game they've played against the Crusaders this year. Coach Irwin says their effort on the defensive end last night was keyed by their ability to limit looks in the paint.
It started with Andrew Fafita and the job he did on the interior of just not allowing guys to have clean catches in the post. Because Matt Noel, he gets the ball in the post. He's a really good player, especially if you give him position. Also, if they get the ball to the post, they got some guys that can knock down shots, and they did a nice job of playing inside out and got guys some open looks. So we really had to battle to make it really difficult.
And the Bulldogs overcame some big deficits to keep the game close and force the extra basketball period. The Bulldogs were down 7 entering the third quarter, and they tied it up at 35 by the end of the quarter. Then they started the fourth down 7 and finished it, outscoring Heeling 8-1 to force overtime. Coach Irwin says patience was the key to making those runs a possibility.
Just show some patience. And you saw when we were patient, we kind of got a lot of the things that we wanted. And then when we got impatient, it allowed them to go on that 4-6 point run, and then you got to start all over again and battle back. I just wanted us to be patient. And when we did that, we were very successful. But again, you know, teams that are like Heeling, the good teams, they make you do a lot of things that you don't necessarily want to do.
And the Bulldogs' season ends with a record of 4-18 in Coach Irwin's last year. The transition will begin soon, as Bulldog girls basketball coach Cody Deercup will be taking the reins of the boys' program next year. Coach Irwin says while he's not the leader of the program anymore, it will still have all the same values in it next year.
I just let them know that I got their back. I'm gonna be watching and paying attention, and they're getting a quality coach in Coach Deercup. I mean, and he's going to require discipline. He's going to do a lot of the things that I've done, but they've got to allow him to make this his program. Mm-hmm. And just, I ask him to listen. He's got a lot of good things for them to learn from. And you know, I just said it's a different voice, and it's time for you guys to go on without me.
Coach Irwin's legacy at Lamar's will leave behind a ton of memories and moments that will last a lifetime. He hopes his memory is one of a person who always tried to do the right thing and put his program in the best spot to succeed.
I just want to be remembered really for just trying. It doesn't always work out, but just trying to do the right thing. Not everybody agreed with a lot of things that I've done over the years, but I did it with the intent of trying to make this program the best it could possibly be. And I hope that's something that has a little bit of an impact for future years and for Coach Deercup as the program moves forward.
Irwin retires his post as the head coach of the Bulldogs with an overall coaching record of 355 wins, 247 losses, In his 21 years at Lamar's, he compiled a record of a program record 304 wins and 181 losses. The Bulldogs will be graduating four seniors off this year's team in Nolan Parmalee, Connor Jalis, Caden Milbrode, and Dylan Walking Eagle. Parmalee ended his career as the top scorer on the night, leading the Bulldogs with 12 points. Bishop Heelan, meanwhile, moves on in their tournament run with a record of 16-6. And as we take a look at the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page, we see that Bishop Heelan will take on Carroll in the next round of the sub-state playoffs, as the Tigers defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton 65-40. On the other side of the sub-state, it was Webster City narrowly getting by Gilbert 63-60, and Adel DeSoto Minburn took down Denison Schleswig by a final of 42-37. To Class 3A Substate 2, third-ranked MOC Floyd Valley stomped Storm Lake 86-58. It was Sioux Center narrowly getting by Spirit Lake. This was a good one by a final of 49-47. To Humboldt, where the Wildcats defeated Perry by a final of 89-66, and it was Algona narrowly beating Spencer by a final of 51-49. And into Class 4A Substate Tournament action, Substate 1 saw Sioux City West beat Sioux City North 69-46, and Johnston beat an MRAC foe, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 78-37. All these scores can be found on our website, that's KLEM1410.com. Let's get to some sports news outside of the basketball world. Some news in a change that's coming for the Kingsley Pearson football team next season. Last week, Monday, February 13th, Kingsley Pearson School Board voted on and approved an athletic sharing agreement for their football team with the River Valley Community School District. The move would bump the newly combined program to 11-player football and in Class A for the upcoming two-year cycle. Of course, Kingsley Pearson and River Valley were playing 8-player football last couple of years. The program would practice and play their games in Kingsley, and it is assumed, not confirmed yet, that the new program would simply go under the Kingsley Pearson name and drop River Valley altogether. The Panthers were most recently an 11-man football team in 2009, in which they went 2-7. At that time, they had had three winning seasons in a span that stretched as far back as 1995, after ending a previous sharing agreement with Remsen Union. At the end of the fall in 2009, the board voted on approving a move to 8-man that also included denying a proposal at the time from the River Valley School District for a sharing agreement. In the following 2010 season, the Panthers went 5-5 and made the playoffs, ending a 19-year playoff drought. Again, the news for the Kingsley Pearson football team next season: the Panthers will be moving up to 11-player football in Class A and sharing the program with the River Valley Community School District. This is for the upcoming two-year cycle. Of course, the districts, the free and reduced lunch numbers, and all of the classification data still has to come out from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. That should be coming sometime in the spring. To the sports schedule for today, lots of basketball on tap, but the primary thing that's going on today, the Class 2A Team Bowling Tournament in Waterloo. The Lamar's girls and boys bowling team will be at Waterloo in the state tournament today. The Bulldog girls making their 9th consecutive state tournament appearance. The Bulldog boys, the 7th of the last 8 years at the state tournament. Best of luck to Coach Brady, Coach Jones, and the rest of the Bulldog team as they go for a state title here today in Waterloo. On the basketball schedule for today, it's district final action in 1A and 2A, and it's girls basketball regional final action in 4A and 5A. To boys basketball district final, 1A District 1, 7th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's takes on South O'Brien in Sioux Center. In Class 1A District 2, our contest tonight sees 10th-ranked Newell Fonda match up with Galen Catholic at Cherokee. In Class 2A District 1, 5th-ranked Western Christian takes on Estherville Lincoln Central in Sheldon. In Class 2A District 2, Emmitsburg will take on 10th-ranked West Lyon at Okoboji. In Class 2A District 3, South Central Calhoun matches up with 4th-ranked Sioux Central at Storm Lake. In Class 2A District 4, OABCIG is at taking on Kemper at East Sac County. In Class 2A District 15, West Sioux matches up with top-ranked Central Lyon at MOC Floyd Valley. In Class 2A District 16, Trainer takes on Underwood at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. In girls basketball, regional final action in Class 4A Region 3, 15th-ranked Spencer's at 3rd-ranked Bishop Heelan. In Class 5A Region 2, 15th-ranked Sioux City East is at 2nd-ranked Johnston. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. And don't forget to tune in tonight to KLEM Radio, the district final between Newell Fonda and Galen Catholic at Cherokee. Pregame coverage gets started at 6:45 with tip-off at 7 o'clock. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.